Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
I scream along at the top of my lungs.
It's a way to release my rage.
Yeah! Chill, dude.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Wichita, Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. With the Lakers completely busted up and enormous underdogs against the Rockets in the first round, the question again becomes, could this be the end for LeBron? The Athletic took a stab at answering that with a long-form piece today. Key takeaways include, what seemed like an imminent divorce between the Lakers and LeBron may not be now, since he accepted his role as option number three and the team played so well once he did. That said, the piece also cites sources saying that LeBron does not need a season-long farewell tour and that he could retire at the end of this year. Right. You're telling me this guy would not require an entire season of everybody genuflecting to the king. Man, get out of here with that. The question is, where does he play? And more importantly, how much will he make? Because that will determine where he plays. In the meantime, alleged GOAT, dig deep, go triple-double, and find a way to steal game one so we get an actual series. I'm Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver Mat Frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code ROME, R-O-M-E. Support this show by mentioning the Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. AuraFrames. The playoff push is heating up and Prize Picks is simple to play. Pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you can cash in. And now with early payouts and the new social feed, you can follow friends, share picks, and copy winning lineups. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code ROME and get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code ROME to get a $50 bonus credit in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Monday has come around again. Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily, rocking it and rolling into draft week in the NFL. Who's ready? Chiefs fans, I know, are ready. They've been ready. First time they'll be picking at the place they're picking in a long time. Could be the last. So what do they do with it? We'll discuss all week long here on Sports Daily. The Royals, miserable weekend. We'll get into that plenty today, and we'll get you all caught up on the transfer portal. It's all coming up for you. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, featuring live music Sunday with details at wichitabrew.com. Send off your Sundays with live tunes, tasty treats, good times at WBC Delano, your spot for spring Sundays. Visit wichitabrew.com for more info. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather. A minute into Wichita Brewing Company, Delano, before the Wind Surge game this weekend. And it was great. So was the chili bun. TJ, I mean, the chili buns are good. Now, I didn't eat like 10 of them like Joey Chestnut did, but they were good. I'm in on the chili buns. I think it's not a thing anybody, you know, where I'm from has ever heard of. I had family in town and they're like, you're going to eat what? You know, chili in a cinnamon roll? But I like it. I think it's great.
It's good. I'm good. On the Midwest. I will say, I have never been in the camp of a true chili bun. Like the logo is like a cinnamon roll in the bowl of chili.
Right.
That's pushing it a little bit. Like it's always just.
I still think that's fine.
But that's just not how people do it. Like I've never heard of that. Like I think that it's basically you have a bowl of chili and you just get your little cinnamon roll and then you just cut off a bite and you just take a scoop of chili with it. I don't think you go full on. I mean, then you're talking about a soggy cinnamon roll and that's just. I mean, your technique's not the best. I'm saying, but the taste is still there. I agree. Did you get the Cinnadog or did you just go?
Yeah, they were out. They were out when I went in for the Cinnadog. You know, I was at Wichita Brewing Company before the game, so I was full, and I was like, all right, let me hang on. I'll wait until 6th or 7th inning, and then I'll go. They were out of that, so I just got a regular chili bun because I knew from last year we went. That chili that they have when they is so good, and the cinnamon roll was good. So, like, it's good. I really wanted to try that dog, though. They were out, though. I guess that means people like it. Were out of the actual Cinnadog, so... They had plenty of the other. Joey Chestnut, after the game, took down, I believe it was 10 of them. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't matter. We were sitting there, and I was talking to him. It was my daughter's birthday. She was a fan of the game. I was talking to him before a little bit, and he was great. By the way, he was awesome. He took every picture, even when people were like, all right, let's leave him alone. He's like, nope. And he took every picture of people walking up. It was really cool. He took fun with us. I'll put that on social media here in just a second. And he just, like, at that point, this would have been, I don't know, 2 innings before the end of the game. He's like, what are we eating anyway? Like, he didn't even know. He doesn't care. He had no idea what they were going to eat, like what he was going to go dominate with. And he just dominated with it.
My biggest takeaway from watching that putrid image of, because I can get down, I get it, like the hot dog stuff grosses people out, but at the end of the day, like, that's just wet hot dog buns. Like, I can get down with that part. Like, that's not that gross. But then watching this of, like, people drinking chili all over their hands and their mouth, like, if there, my biggest takeaway from watching that awful sight is that if there is an ounce of that chili that is not hot, like, it's lukewarm, like, that makes me want to gag. Like, it has to be hot chili. It can't be lukewarm or cold chili, because that's disgusting.
Cold food doesn't bother me most of the
time. Cold food doesn't, but cold chili, if it's a soup form, what is it, gazpacho? Is that, that's cold soup, right? Like, it can't be cold chili.
I don't know if I've had cold chili. I can tell you that I've had cold spaghetti is incredible.
That's fine.
Of course, everybody likes cold pizza. I'll tell you, though, like, stew... The stew my mom made growing up, I would eat that cold all the time.
That's nice.
Like, I would just take a spoon and sneak it out of the fridge and just, you know, have a couple spoonfuls. I don't mind cold food most of the time. Like, I can't think of one where I'm like, oh, no. Can't do that. Cold steak is really good.
Cold steak
Yeah, I'm okay with cold food.
Now, I think just chili. I think it's just the texture of chili. Like, it's just got to be. But in an eating contest,
it can't be hot. Like, you gotta
it can't be hot. I need it to be a step past lukewarm, though. Like, if I'm drinking it,
it was cold out there.
I know, like, that's what I thought.
Cold and nasty. It was unfortunate that they got the bad weather that they had. I think that would have been a huge attendance number had the weather. I mean, the weather sucked hard. It was cold and windy. The weather was real bad. But it was fun.
We could bury the lead and make us not talk about the Royals for 10 minutes.
I know we're putting it off as long as we can, Royals fans. It's coming.
April 19th, and the best baseball show that we have in the vicinity of Wichita is a guy eating hot dog, eating cinnamon rolls and chili.
Yeah.
You remember Friday on the way out of the show, I said, we're going to come back Monday. We're going to talk about 3 wins.
Well, the problem was what was coming. Like, yeah, they're playing poorly, and they're about to go to the places that has been a haunted house for them. Like, they just really struggle there. And so that was part of why last week felt so daunting. It's like, you've got the Tigers here. You had a chance, and you should have taken a game to the Tigers. And the way they lost that last one, they're like, oh, God, now they got to go to New York? Like, I don't, like, it's hard to imagine them having success in New York. And boy, did it go poorly. And we'll talk about that. God bless. I can't handle it. They're
you know what I thought about Jacob?
Turn it around like right now. Right now.
I remember last year I was on vacation. And I remember I sat and watched the Royals every day on the beach, and they didn't win a single one of those games. And I thought about that the other day. I'm like, man, this feels a lot like that losing streak. And I'm like, that was the same week of the year. Like, it's to the T, it's the exact same week that they went winless.
And I believe that in 24, they had a bad April, too.
Yeah.
They're not good in April. And it's largely due to Salvi and Vinny starting the season slow every time. I know why it's happening. Some of this feels unnecessary. Some of it feels like it's not anybody's fault. It's just this reality they're going to have to work through. When we talk about a piecemeal bullpen after injuries and all the things that they're dealing with there, I you know, but you also see, boy, Colt Reagan's was as bad as he's ever been, and he's had a couple of those now, and you've got dysfunction a little bit. That's never happened before. So there's other stuff in there too, but there's some stuff. Like, I thought about this after last night's Sports Sunday on KWCH, thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected, by the way. And I was like, you know, it's probably, you probably don't have to try very hard to be like, everything's going to be okay. And I'll tell you why on the other side that might be the case. Want to say thanks to Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bedweed control since 1966. Longhofer Lawn and Tree Care. You can get in touch with the program, 869-1240. Where you at, Royals fans? Let us know what you think. We'll take your video comments there as well. Facebook, YouTube, X, you can do that. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. Got something you want to get off your chest? If you don't have time to wait on the phone lines, you can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. Just click the little microphone as you're listening to this show and you can do it. We'll come back. Let's talk Royals when we return on Sports Daily.
Sports Radio KFH.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.